an original presentation from America's premier audio theater group, Seeing Ear Theater.
Property, I go make the behind burn for them. Lord have mercy. Yes, you come again. Go away. Yes, go your ways. You didn't have nobody in this house for you yet.
Look the hair, oil your granny. You plait up my hair nice for me so it won't tangle up while I sleep.
And don't it so I does do every night?
Mm-hmm.
Come, sit in front of me. I see a lock of wool last night.
In the back of the house.
Behind the pigeon peas.
Yes, Granny.
How you mean, yes, Granny? You even know what a lock of wool is?
Don't you been frightening me with Jumbie story from since I was small? I put in a section on it in my thesis paper. Is a donkey with gold teeth wearing a waistcoat with a pocket watch and two pair of tennis shoes on the hoof them.
What you call you mean? I never teach you to say tennis shoes.
No, Granny. So what did Lago was doing in the pigeon peas patch?
Just standing, looking in the window. I wake up when I hear he braying, soft like a man laughing. Then he pull out the watch chain from my waistcoat pocket, and he look at the time, and he put the watch back, and he bite off some pigeon peas from off one bush, and he disappear.
So wait, you mean to tell me that a lager who come all the way to wee little house in Diego Martin just to sample with so pigeon peas? Ow! Granny, ow! Don't pull my hair!
Well, then don't get fresh with me, young lady. You're turned big woman now, PhD student and thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still your own nan who does plait up your hair the evening, wee.
Yes, Granny. You know, I just love to make mako upon you to tease you a little.
This ain't no joke, child. My mommy used to say that the Lagahoo is God horse. And when you see one, somebody go dead. The last time I see one is just before your mother crashed in the car.
It's all right, Granny. You want to hear how my thesis going?
It's my fault. If I hadn't been fighting with she would have never leave the house in such a rage.
I write about Lodge Bless already, the devil lady. How she pretty for soul, but with sharpened teeth and one goat hoof. You did write about that part, Granny. And you ever notice it's only men she does appear to? I talk about how she represents masculine fears of female sexual...
Sharpton had burn and car like that.
Granny, it's all right. That Lagahoo now, it have a Jamaican equivalent. They're calling it the rolling calf.
Well, no use to fit. Right, Dudu?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad your thesis is going well, Dudu. It's good you're studying hard. Just be careful when you're coming back from the library so late at night. I couldn't stand to lose you two.
Yes, Granny. And you, when you go off to evening prayer meeting too. Sometimes 4 day morning before you're coming home.
All right. I finish with your hair now. Go and wrap up your head in the scarf so the plaits will stay nice while you're sleeping.
Thank you, Dudu. What would I do without you to help me make myself pretty for the gentleman, eh?
Yeah, never you mind that. You just mind your studies. You'd have plenty of time to catch man, we.
Mm-hmm. Night, Granny. I'm going and find that scarf, all right?
Good night, Dudu. But it's why this Lago who come to bother me again, eh?
The first time, I ain't know what was happening to me. I was younger them times, dear. And sweet was so, you see. Sweet like Julie Mango. With two white tatas on the front of my body and two white mammy apple behind. I only had was to walk down the street twitching that mammy apple behind and all the boys them on the street corner would watch at me like them was starving and I was food. get to find out, eh? Know how it is. When the man them stops susuing you so much and start watching after a next younger thing, I get to find out that when you pass your prime and you can't catch no man eye, nothing ain't left for you but to get old and dry up like cane leaf in the fire. It's just so I was feeling that night. Like something wither up. Like something that once used to drink in the feel of the sun on its skin. And now it dead and dry. And the sun only drying it out more. And the feeling like a burning in my belly. And the burning spread out to my skin. Till I couldn't take it no more. I jump up from my little bed just so in the middle of the night. And I snatch off my nightie. And when I do so, my skin come with it and drop up on the floor. Inside my skin, I was just one big ball of fire. And Lord, the nightie had been nice and cool on the flame. I know then, I was a sukenya, a hag woman. I know what I had was to do. When your youth start to leave you, you have to steal more from somebody who still have plenty. I fly out the window and I start to search. Search for a newborn baby.
Come and look my library books here. I'm bringing them back. Check them in for me now. Overdue again, Jackie. Carmen, man, you know I just forget the due dates. Anyway, I have something to tell you. You would never guess what Granny told me she seen in the garden last night.
But look at that, eh? I just touch this button and your finds disappear. So I guess I can't charge you then, right?
Right. Anyway, a lager
who? She see a lager who?
A what? A lager who? I know that word from somewhere. It's French Creole for werewolf. But as Trini people tell it, is a donkey.
Only we could come up with something as jokey as a wear donkey, we? And that and all going in your thesis paper, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
You have a title for it yet?
Magic in the Real. The Role of Folklore in Everyday Caribbean Life.
Magic in the Real. I like that.
Oh, Lord, girl, my back paining me for so, you see. When the baby do?
2 weeks. I could scarcely wait to get it out of me. I feel like I have a belly full of cement.
But you making baby is worth it.
Mm.
I wish if it was me.
From high school days, you've always been in a hurry to turn big woman.
Your turn to make baby will come.
And then we will hear how you're talking by the time you do for labor.
Maybe. So, tell me about this lagahu. It does turn from a donkey into a man?
No, it only have one nature.
And why your granny thinks she see one in the backyard?
You know Granny Carmen.
She believe in all kinds of things.
Mm.
Lager bless and jumbie and things like that.
Mm.
You remember the jumbie story she used to tell us when we were small? So we'd be scared and mind what she said.
Lord, yes! Used to have me running home to daddy and mommy with my head full up on nonsense.
This sukoya. Remember that one? The nasty, bitter old woman.
Yes, man. The witch woman who would turn into a fireball at night.
And suck people blood. Remember how your granny tell us both this story when we were sitting out on the veranda one evening?
So many years ago. Both of we were still wearing pigtails them days, there we? And your granny would pull one of your plaits if you give she any back talk.
It's funny though, Jackie. That one didn't really frighten me like the others. Sometimes I still dream about taking my skin off, leaving my worries behind, and flying so free.
Well, you sit there so and dream. I have to keep researching this paper.
The back issue's coming yet? Right here under the desk.
Oh, Hurricane Journal, 1940.
Volume 2, issues 9 through 13.
Yeah, the reach. Yes, it's this I've been looking for, the series they did on folk tales. So much in here that people forget a long time.
Look, 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 coming!
The duan, a child in a Panama hat hiding its face and its feet on backwards.
They say when a baby dead before christening, it's so a jumbie does come back. And they lure you into the bush until you're lost and dead there from starvation.
Jackie, please. I can't stand right now to hear about dead children, all right?
Oh, of course. Sorry, girl.
It's all right. Monkey say cold breeze. Don't dig nothing. Well, it look like those journals going to keep you busy for a while.
You want to meet me for lunch?
Mm.
I want to show you this sweet baby jacket what Errol mother buy and give me.
Oh, it's pretty, Candor.
Yes, man. I'll come and look you up in a few hours. Now, where are I going to sit? Oh, Terry. Yes. Terry, I
Will... What?
I ain't seen you in class today, Terry. Like you're slacking up or what?
No, exam time coming, you know, and I...
Oh, so you're making time to hit the books. Good boy. I could sit beside you.
Sure. No problem. Let me get the chair for you. Oh. Shit. Sorry. I didn't mean to knock it over. Here. My glasses and my pens all over the floor.
Oh, sweetness, man. You step on your spectacles. Here. I have them now.
Thank you. Give them...
You blind like a bat without them, don't?
Yes, I...
Look towards the sound of my voice. I just going to slide them right onto your face. Yes, that's better. It's a handsome face you have, Terry, you know that?
Thank you. look your chair here.
Thank you, Dudu. What, you're not going to sit down too? Right by me here?
Yes, of course, but my pen's still on the floor. I just need to...
Mm-hmm, yes, of course. Don't fret, Terry. You just collect yourself and come and sit back down next to me when you're ready, all right? And maybe you and me could have a little lunch later. I promise, Carmen, but I'm sure she's not going to mind.
But I have to... Oh, yes. All right.
Good then. So hush now and let me get some reading done here. Now, what this journal have that I could use? Hurricane. The Journal of Caribbean Social Studies, Volume 2,
1940, Issue 9. Sukinya, or Old Hag. Provenance, Trinidad, Antigua, Guyana. See also Aziman, a Caribbean equivalent of the vampire myth. Sukinya, or bloodsucker, derives from the French verb sisser, to suck. Old hag is the Guyanese Creole expression for an old hag or witch woman. In earlier times, women often died in childbirth. A woman who managed to escape this fate, live to an old age, perhaps accumulate some property, might become subject to the suspicion and jealousy of her neighbors. What was the secret to her long life? Witchcraft was an easy answer, and so the Sukinya myth grew. The Sukinya is usually an old, evil-tempered woman who removes her skin at night, hides it, and then changes into a ball of fire. She flies through the air, searching for homes in which there are babies. She then enters the house through an open window or a keyhole, goes into and sucks the life from its body. She may visit one child's bedside a number of times, draining a little more life each time as the frantic parents search for a cure and the child gets progressively weaker and finally dies. Or she may kill all at once.
You see the room number anywhere, Dudu?
No. Yes, the sign said go this way over here.
Oh, well, there we go.
Look at here.
Jackie! Terry!
Yes, we come to see this wonder you're bringing to the world. Look how in 2 weeks both will be life changer. You get baby and I get boyfriend.
Yes, so I see.
Well, but we not really. I mean, we just...
You're looking good, girl.
Maybe a little tired, though.
Oh, tired? You try passing a watermelon through your privates and tell me you don't feel tired. And look, the little watermelon right here.
Oh, look at him. I could feed him, Carmen.
Man, you hold his head, eh? I'm so frightened to hold it sometimes. Afraid I'd do something wrong.
Oh, you're so sweet. So sweet.
Yes, he looks strong, yeah? Congratulations to you and Errol Carmen.
Thank you.
Oh, smell that baby. Smell.
Don't you want one just like this, Terry, right now?
No? But I don't know if...
Terry, how you mean?
Yes, that newborn baby smell. Sweet like warm milk. The nurse come in this morning and catch me with my face in her neck just sniffing. She tell me it's my breakfast I should be smelling so, not my baby.
Here, take you back. No point showing you off to Terry. I'm hot, cold like anything.
Jackie, how you could say something like that?
Come and I gone. I go come and visit you later.
Jackie!
Shh! Shh, Mikey. Shh. It's all right.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Carmen.
Don't fret.
Look, it's best I'm gone, okay?
Sure, Terry. I'll see you later.
Yes, I'll just go and check in Jackie. Well, later.
Jackie!
Dodo, pretty popo, ma cosha ale mangeo.
Jackie, I've been looking all over for you.
For true? Well, I'm glad you find me then.
Don't sit on the curb like that. You gotta catch cold. Come, look at Bencho over here. Come sit with me now. Look, wherever I sit, it make you vex.
It's all right. I'm sorry. I should never rush off like that. My temper does just run away with me sometimes, you know?
What is what do you, sir?
I see the baby so full of life and... Well, you're going to laugh after me.
No, tell me.
I craving to have one for my own. So bad a craving.
Oh, just that? Well, you know, these things happen when they're ready for happen.
I ready now. When you go be ready, Terry?
What? For what? To make baby? And I still in school? With who?
Never mind, Terry. Never mind. Look, I going.
But I thought we was going to the movies.
No, I going to the library. Can't go tomorrow, I going to market. Catch you later.
But...
Huracan Journal, Volume 2, 1940, Issue 10. Childbirth was once a risky thing for both mother and child. Even when they both survived the birth process, there were many unknown infectious diseases to which newborns were susceptible. Oliphant theorizes that the Sukenyan law was created in an attempt to explain infant deaths that would have seemed mysterious in more primitive times. Grieving parents could blame their loss on people who wished them ill. Women tend to have longer lifespans than men, but in a superstitious age where life was hard and brief, old women in a community could seem sinister. It must have been easy to believe that the women were using sorcerous means to prolong their lives, and how better to do that than to steal the lifeblood of those who were very young.
How the soup smelling good, so.
Same way it does smell every Saturday. You bring yam from the market?
Yes, let me just put down the bags. Beans, pomegranate, plantain.
Ah, you got the plantain. It go be good in the soup.
Okay. Yes, look the yam here.
Thank you, Dudu. Give me. Make me peel them and chop them up.
Here, pass a knife. I can do the plantain. Whew, crowded in the market today.
Oh, yeah? Always like that on a Saturday. You should go more early in the morning.
Lord, Granny, I can't wake up 4 in the morning like you. Don't know what you just be doing so many hours before the sun come up.
Never you mind. It's so old people just stay.
I put any planting in the soup, all right?
Yeah. Wake up, you say. True to tell, sometimes I don't sleep all night. Tossing and turning like if my skin have ants inside.
Granny, is where this old wooden table come from?
Yeah. Like you idle, eh, Dudu? Look, the bowl and the flour here. Start make the dumplings.
Yes, Granny.
Make sure you don't mix up too much cornmeal with the flour, or the dumplings not going to hold together.
All right. That burn mark on the table right there, you don't find it look like a hand? I did always find Zoe.
Did your grandfather make that table for me? Your Papi Andrew. Make it for me his own self.
You see how that part there look like a thumb? And though the rest could be four fingers and a palm?
42 years we marry. And every Sunday, I chop up the cabbage for the saltfish on the same table. 42 years, we eat Sunday morning breakfast right here, so. Saltfish and cabbage, with a little small leaf thyme from the back garden, and fried dumpling, and cocoa tea. Sometimes we had blood pudding. That was the best. Rich, fat blood pudding.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what can make a burn that cheap.
I miss he too bad. Your granddaddy did full up my life, make me feel young.
Is how Papa Andrew dead, Granny?
Sugar. Diabetes, you would call it. He blooded it too sweet for your own good. Is where the cooking spoon there, Jackie?
On the counter, beside the stove.
All right. Let me taste the soup. Yes, the pepper making it hot and nice. When you put the dumpling in, careful, don't break the pepper floating on top, all right? Otherwise, the seed's going to get into the soup and make me bawl tonight for pepper.
Hey, Mommy used to help you make soup like this on a Saturday.
Yes, to do. Just like this. Oh, Lord, the old bones paining me this evening. Don't get old, eh, child?
No, Granny.
Old age is a curse. The way your body does break down and people's eyes start passing you over like you is dog in the street. My man dead and gone, and is the last man I'm going to have. Lord, I must go to the meeting and sing out some of this bitterness in my soul. When the spirit take me in the meeting house, it's like I does be young again, like I could fly.
Yes, Granny. How the soup going? Let me taste. Oh! Your mother!
What happened? The pepper break? It spoiled the soup.
Oh, my mouth. No, the temperature is too hot. I didn't blow any soup in the spoon to cool it first.
And you tried to swallow the whole spoonful one time, too. Mm-hmm. I see you. Greedy puppy does joke, Jackie. Your mother did always taste straight from the hot stove, too. I was forever telling she to take time. You come in just like she always in a hurry. Your eyes bigger than your stomach.
Granny, come and have a baby boy night before last. I visited them in the hospital yesterday. 8 pounds, 4 ounces. Come and make she first baby already. I passed 30 years old and I ain't find nobody yet.
You will find, Dudu. Ain't you stepping out with that nice young man now? What he name?
Terry.
Well, maybe
Granny, he... Terry can't make up his mind about nothing. He don't know what he want to do with his life. He don't know how he feel about me.
And how would you know that already? Is how long you and Terry been stepping out? Eh, Jackie? Hello?
Almost a month.
Don't lie to me, girl child. It's scarcely 2 weeks.
But, Granny...
The boy barely learned where to find your house, and you expect he to be talking about settling down already?
Granny, you don't understand.
I understand plenty. Me and your grandfather court for 2 years before we went to pass on the marry we.
Yes, Granny.
Child, you're pretty. You have flirty ways. Boys always coming and looking for you. You could pick and choose till you find the right one. Love will come, but take time. Love your studies. Look out for your friends, then. Love your old granny.
Look how the dumplings just bob back up to the top of the soup when they're cooked. Like little warm yellow suns.
Mm-hmm. Come and have a baby, you say?
Mm-hmm.
That's sweet. A new baby. When they send her home?
This evening, she told me.
Oh. You and Terry going out tonight?
Maybe, yes. Melissa, they say something about a fete round the way.
Good. I think I'm going to meet him. Go on and sing out my soul.
You must make Mr. Joseph give you a lift back home then.
And I must go and visit Carmen tomorrow. Take her some of this soup to strengthen she. Even 2-3 days of hospital food does thin out your blood, we.
I'm sure she and Errol would appreciate that, Granny. Look the soup ready. Set the table. I'll go serve for you and me.
Thank you, sweetness.
You're welcome. Granny, you remember all the stories you used to tell me in common?
Yes, Dudu. Why?
You know the one about the sukanya? Huh?
Yes. Oh, don't tell me you're putting that and all in your paper, Jackie. Don't spoil your work with nonsense now, you know?
Mm-mm, it's not nonsense, Granny. All the old people's stories have some kind of truth behind them. Is that I'm trying to prove?
And it's what truth you think you find in the sukanya, huh? A story to frighten bad children.
Well, yes, but more than that. Long time, plenty babies used to dead soon after they're born, yes?
Yes. Just stop breathing in the night, just like that. I see it plenty times. Just stop breathing, so like something suck all the life out of them.
Mm-hmm, you see? Crib death.
What?
What you just describe. How the baby does just stop breathing so any night? It has happened even nowadays, and nobody know why.
And so, what?
Well, if it's so mysterious now, think what it would have been like in old time days. Baby dead, somebody must be to blame. Somebody must be keep the baby life. Probably that woman in the village who's so old, nobody can understand why she ain't dead already. And of course it must be she, after she's so bad-minded and crotchety already. So they would decide that it's the old lady who sucked the baby blood. Poor lady. That is how I'm going to explain the Sukanya story in my paper.
And nowadays?
Nowadays what?
Nowadays when they find a baby dead with no cause. How they explain that?
Granny, don't talk stupidness. Nobody looking to blame crib death on Sukanya nowadays.
I need more time. More life. I need a baby breath. Must be two people sleeping though. Nobody awake to see a fireball flying up from the bedroom window. Oh, the skin only confining me. I can feel it getting old, binding me up inside it. Oh, sometimes I just feel to just take it off and never put it back on again. Wait. 3 a.m. 4 day morning. She gonna be asleep. Only me and the jumbies gonna be out this late. Up from out the narrow bed, slip off the nighties, slip off the skin. God, I must be so free like this. Hide the skin under the bed and fly out the jealousy window. The nighty cool and I'm flying so high. I know how many people they have in each house and who's sleeping. You can feel them. Skin back people breathing out their life one breath. I know where to have a new one too. Down on Bandersy Lane. Yes, over here. Feel it? The new one, the baby. So much life in that little body. Yes, lie down low now. Right against the ground. Every door have a crack, no matter how small. Right here. Skip into the house. Turn back into a woman. There's a nasty feeling walking around with no skin, with flesh dripping on the floor. But I get used to it after so many years, yeah? It's true. Nobody looking for sukanya nowadays. If a little blood missing, nobody gonna notice. Here, the baby bedroom. Hear the young breath eating up in the lungs, blowing out, wasting away. Yeah, know how to use it. I'm gonna take it. Nice, baby boy. So fat. Drink something, yeah. Sucking in warm, warm life. Oh, God. So sweet. It's sweet. Oh, it can't down. It's sweet. What? Is that breathing already? But what a way this baby dead fast.
Huracan. Journal, Volume 2, 1940, Issue 11. Sunlight is fatal to the sukenya. She must be back in her skin before daylight. In fact, the best way to discover a sukenya is to find her skin, rub the raw side with hot pepper, and replace it in its hiding place. When she tries to put it back on, the pain of the burning pepper will cause the demon to cry out and reveal herself.
Me fire belly full, we? When a new breath fuel in the fire, it does feel good. Like I could never die. And then I just fly and fly high like the moon.
Time to go back home now, though. Hey, why she leave the back door open? Never mind. She does be preoccupied sometimes. Maybe she just forget to close it. Just fly in the bedroom window. I could close the door after I put on my skin again.
I'm eating my soul. What is what happened to my skin? I learned that it's burning. Why did it burn too bad? It's scratching me all over. Like a fire inside there. Cast down it. Skin, skin, like you don't know me no more. God, rip it off, so can you rip it off?
Yes, the pepper burning you, eh, sweetness? I know it was you, Dudu. When I see the lagoo, I know it's my Jackie was the sugar yard.
I am mother!
Back away, Jackie! This kitchen knife, sharp!
All right! Jesus, Granny, just give me my skin back now, Dudu. I promise I won't hurt you.
No, you stay right there and listen to me, Jackie. All the women in we family could be sugar yard.
What? Granny must get lonely without me.
All of we, even me, we all hurt. Heart for life, heart for youth. Loving just cool me down. Making life just cool me down.
Granny, give me my skin!
Turn the fire all you want. But if you only touch me, I drop this skin for you. Oh, God. The ceiling gone black. Jackie, you go burn with both of. Come with me. Yes, follow me. I know how it goes, Dudu. When we lies empty, the hunger does turn to blood hunger. But it have plenty other kinds of love, Jackie. Plenty ways to fill up your life. Ain't I been telling you so? Love your work. Love people close to you. Love your life. No, Jackie. I still have the knife. Keep your distance and listen to me.
Granny!
I never had no patience. Dudu used my knife. But you can't kill so. That little child you drink, I feel it breath leaving the minute you kill it. It makes me weep. I tried to tell you, like I tried to tell your mother, don't be greedy. I learned that lesson the hard way. Your grandfather loved me strong. He knew what I was, and he used to feed me, he said. Feed me with love and the life of your body. But I take too much from me, family. Too much of that sweet heart blood. Come outside, Jackie. Shoot the back door with me.
Oh, my skin! Give it back!
Ah! Hey! You burn your own granny, you devil! You want the skin? You want it? Look at here in two pieces! Ah! I'm flinging it into the yard, Jackie. Go and fetch it now!
My skin, where are you? Here, in the pigeon field patch? Yes, here. Oh, but you're jumping right in home! Two pieces! Skin, you're coming out. No, Granny, how you could do me so?
You and me is the last two. Your mommy would have made three. But she couldn't manage the blood hunger. I had was to kill she too. Had to send my own flesh and blood into the sun. It's time, Dodo. The lava who calling you. Goodbye, Jackie. Time to fly up into the only thing hotter than you.
The sun? Oh, God. Morning come already? Yes, I can feel it. The sun calling to the fire in me.
Yes! A coin where I could burn clean! Burn bright! And all you could go to the devil with! I am all flying high to the sun! Oh God! It's burning! It's burning!
She gone. Burned up in the sun. God, why all you must break my heart so? Oh, Jackie, your broken skin still here. Such a soft, strong skin, Jackie. It would have lasted all your days. Wanted to know about that burn mark on the table, eh? That handprint. Child, your grandfather had arthritis too bad. Heat was the only thing to help it. I learned to make my hands hot for him. Just warm enough to ease the pain. But when I want, I could make these old hands burn. Still enough heat in my blood to make flame and burn this Jackie skin to ashes. My sweet Jackie, it's all gone. I live to see the Lagahoo two time. Next time, God was, you better be coming for me.